Hey friends, this is Michael Bohm with Youth Apologetics Training. Today, we're going to keep going on this series about the Word of Faith movement. We're going to hear more heretical quotes. We're going to finish talking about this wild idea that we are little gods. And then we're going to look at some quotes, some specific quotes of some of the teachers that are saying that we can just boss God around. And I'm going to take us to a couple scriptures showing that we really shouldn't be bossing God around. And not only that, God rules the heavens and the earth. He doesn't serve us. He doesn't have to wait for permission from us. And so anyway, with that, let's go ahead and jump right in. Benny Hinn said this on one of his... I'm sorry, but you know, TBN and all of the antics, I'm sorry, how fake does this sound? The praise-a-thon. Some of you have watched these praise-a-thons on TV. It's more like a money-a-thon, but anyway, here we go. He says, when you say, I am saved, what are you saying? You are saying, I am a Christian. Well, actually, no, you're not, but anyway. What does that word mean? Means that I am anointed. Do you know what anointed means? Oh, good grief. We're going to go down this long stretch of strange logic here. Do you know what anointed means? It means Christ. When you say, I am a Christian, you are saying, I am a little Messiah walking on the earth. In other words, that's a shocking revelation. His spirit and our spirit man are one, united. There is no separation. It is impossible. The new creation is created after God in righteousness and true holiness. The new man is after God, like God, God-like. Complete in Christ Jesus, the new creation is just like God. May I say it like this? You are a little God on earth running around. What? Okay. Guys, this is the fruit of the Word of Faith movement. We can't be listening to teachers like this. Benny Hinn is a false prophet. And I'm shocked that anybody would even give him the time of day. The guy, okay, he's a huckster. Anyway, let's move on. Benny Hinn, in a different audio called Our Position in Christ. Okay, here comes another zinger. He says this, Kenneth Hagin has a teaching. A lot of you have problems with it, yet it's absolute truth. Kenneth Copeland has a teaching. Many Christians have put holes in it, but it's divine truth. Okay, he's really building this one up. Hagin and Copeland say, you are God. Ye are gods. I can't be God. Hold it. Let's bring balance to this teaching. The balance is being taught by Hagin. It's those that repeat it that mess it up. The balance is being taught by Copeland, who is my dear friend. You see, dear brother, when Jesus was on earth, the Bible says that first he disrobed himself of the divine form. He, the limitless God, became a man that we men may become as he is. So did you catch that? He says, he, the limitless God, became a man that we may become as he is. That reminds me of something I believe, don't quote me on this, I believe it was the Mormon Lorenzo Snow that said, as man is, God once was, and as God is, man may become. I tell you what, and it's no wonder that we're seeing a lot of these Word of Faith preachers yoking up with the Mormons. That's true. You're seeing a lot of these guys that are part of this new apostolic reformation. Again, they are most definitely affiliated with this Word of Faith movement. And this new apostolic reformation, these guys are yoking up with the Catholics, the Mormons, and several other faiths, and, well, for the purpose of trying to bring America back from the brink. And guys, I understand the cause. I mean, that the cause of trying to save this nation, that's awesome. I like that. But how many people are you going to send to hell by affiliating yourself with non-Christians and thus validating their message? See, it's a compromise on the gospel. And I suppose I wouldn't have too much of a problem with it if, you know, Christians and other morality type worldviews, such as the Mormons and such, came together in such a way where we said, we absolutely disagree. And it was out on the table and it was stated over and over and over. We disagree on our theology. We certainly, most certainly, absolutely, 100% disagree on our theology. We are just simply united in the sense of trying to bring this country back to some kind of moral standing. Fine. Okay, fine. But even that kind of bothers me. Anyway, how did I get this far away? My point is, Benny Hinn and his "He, the Limitless God, Became a Man that we men may become as He is," that sounds a whole lot like Mormonism. It also sounds, once again, like what Satan said in the garden, "Ye shall be as gods." And so Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12 through 14, check this out, guys. What do you think? "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou come down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into the heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High." And that's exactly what this Word of Faith movement is doing. These guys, Copeland, Hagen, Benny Hinn, and so many more, Carrillo, they're all going down this path of trying to be their own God. Okay, so let's move forward. Another theme you see in this Word of Faith movement is this whole idea of our words give God permission. I cannot believe how blasphemous and just downright silly this sounds. How in the world can we give God permission to do anything? God is God. He created the heavens and the earth. There's a reason why people in the Bible refer to him as the Almighty, the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. Good grief. Okay, check this out. Benny Hinn. We get the mind of God about his will. We pray it. When we pray it, we give him legal right to perform it. What? Here's another one. Miles Monroe, he's another Word of Faither. He says, yes, let me define prayer for you in this show. Prayer is man giving God permission or license to interfere in earth's affairs. In other words, prayer is earthly license for heavenly interference. Okay, you're gonna, all right, get ready for this next line. God can do nothing on earth. Nothing has God ever done on earth without a human giving him access. Always looking for a human to give him power of permission. In other words, God has the power, but you got the permission. God got the authority and the power, and you got the license. So even though God can do anything, he can only do what you permit him to do. I don't even know what to say about that. That is unbelievable. God can do nothing on earth. Nothing has God ever done on earth without a human giving him access. Yeah, like there was a human floating around in the formless waters of the planet. And then God was like, hey, can I go ahead with that whole let there be light thing? Oh, good, good, good. Okay, here we go. What? Really? And everything that God does on this earth, he cannot do it unless a human gives him permission? Are you for real? Psalms chapter 135, verse 6. For I know that the Lord is great and that our Lord is above all gods, including little gods like Benny Hinn. Whatsoever the Lord pleased, that did he in heaven and in earth and in the seas, all in all deep places. Did you catch that? Whatsoever the Lord pleased, that he did in heaven and in earth and in the seas and all deep places. And nobody gave him permission. Psalms 115, verse 3. But our God is in heaven. He does whatever he pleases. Psalms 135, verse 6. Whatever the Lord pleases, he does in heaven and in earth. You almost would think God stood outside of space and time and put these scriptures in place to preempt the wild and wacky doctrines coming from these Word of Faith guys. Well, and also the Mormons for that matter. Psalms 103, verse 19. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. You know, I don't even see why it's necessary to read these scriptures to you guys, because I know all of you guys listening to this, you already believe this. But for the chance that somebody who is riding the fence on this Word of Faith movement, let me assure you, we don't give God permission. Okay? Every knee will bow before Christ, our King. Every knee. And we don't give him permission. I tell you what, every breath you take is by the permission granted to you by our Father in heaven. Okay? Every beat of your heart is by the permission of our Father in heaven. You don't do anything without him allowing you first. If he wants to drop you on the spot right now with your iPod in hand and earbud in ear, he can do that. He is God, and you are not. All right, let's go ahead and stop right there. Over the next few days, coming up on Friday, I'm going to take a little miniature vacation with my wife. I may be posting if I have time. I know that I'm definitely going to have some time on the plane, and I might not. I don't know what's going to happen. So if you don't hear from me for a few days, and then all of a sudden next Monday, I pick right up, that's what happened. So I'm not going away. I just might not be posting podcasts for a few days. So, but, you know, it is what it is. So anyway, come out to the website, youthapologeticstraining.com, and you can leave comments and questions there. I do want to talk to you guys. You can also catch me on Facebook, Twitter, and Google+. And with that, I love you guys, and I'll see you tomorrow.